About 13 years ago, Lem walks into the store and asks me if this is Nowhere, California. I says no, but allowing me a circle of 100 feet, the rest for miles in every direction is just nowhere in particular. That's better yet, says he. I'll stay. I thought him strange then, but I know him now. He's a sort of a desert efficiency expert. Goes around figuring on what he can do without. Seems the first thing he eliminated was his background. His family had wore themselves out carrying around a lot of choice junk they brought out from Arkansas by oxcart in the 80s. And what they had picked up since. He was born into this mess of stuff and hated it. As soon as it became his, he unloaded it. Then the eliminating idea got hold of him, and he couldn't stop. He makes a clean sweep of the relations, shakes off the wife, gets rid of the mother-in-law, unloads the house and lot, discards the auto, ousts the cat, discontinues the insurance and his mailing address, drops religion, clears the deck of friends, and bails out his business. He says you can't wash a lot of dishes if you only have one plate, one cup, and no saucer. Lem don't do a thing much but do without. Says 99% of our troubles could be done away with if we wouldn't accumulate. Everybody likes Lem and his particular preaching. But it weren't till a big songwriter fella come all the way out here from New York that we knew how powerful his preaching was. He'd heard about Lem and tells me that Lem's been living the life and lyrics of a song he wants to write. Now, lots of people have had songs written about him because they did something, like stood on the burning deck, made goo-goo eyes, ran out of bananas, or headed for the last roundup. But Lem gets into this song because he don't do nothing, ain't got nothing, don't plan to do nothing but nothing. I sees that the songwriter fella meets Lem. But Lem don't help at all. He throws this songwriting fella way off the track. First, says Lem, why have new songs? The best ones are the old ones, and they're darn sight easier to remember. Then Lem gets to proving to this fella, and a trying to convert him into believing that it ain't worthwhile writing a song. Well, anyway, the songwriter sits down to the old piano, puts down a few dots on what Lem says is perfect music. Just lines, empty lines. The hot weather, Lem's slow-moving, sleepy way of saying there ain't no use doing nothing, and a sage julep or two all helped to sell this fella on doing nothing till he could do it almost as good as Lem. So there weren't nothing done on the new song. Lots of fellas can do nothing in short, fast spurts, but nobody's been able to compete with Lem for very long. This songwriting fella doing well, stretching his legs as far as Lem, and had gotten to a point where he could look at the critters in the pasture across the way without counting them. He was making progress. Then, Haywire Johnny stops it all one day by running in and handing him a city telegram. Lem just looks up slow and says, "Don't open it. it's only trouble. But he does, and it was. The people at Prince's Music wants to know where the song is. You're going to hear that song. You're going to hear it a lot. It's got a nice, lazy swing to it. It fits Slim, all right. And here's how it got written. All the time, Lem and that fella was arguing, or I better say agreeing, them flies was writing the music, lighting on them empty papers and putting dots on and between the lines. While the fellow was packing up, Lem says, "Quick, Johnny, get the flit. If you don't, those tobacco-chewing flies are going to load him down with a couple of opries, and he'll never escape."